This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Leaders of Mali's military coup sat down in Bamako Saturday for talks with mediators from the West African regional bloc ECOWAS, which has strongly condemned the toppling of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. The coup leaders, who call themselves the National Committee for the Salvation of the People, were celebrated by thousands of Malians on Friday at a rally called by the M5 Coalition, which has campaigned for Keita's resignation for months. The 15-nation Economic Community of West African States has taken a particularly hard line on the coup. ECOWAS has already suspended Mali's membership, shut off borders, and halted financial flows to the country. On Thursday, it demanded the immediate release of Keita. The United States on Friday said, meanwhile, it had suspended cooperation with Mali's military. Gravely ill Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was evacuated to Germany for medical treatment Saturday. Lauren Anthony of Reuters has details.
The longtime opponent of Russia's President Vladimir Putin and a campaigner against corruption collapsed on a plane on Thursday after drinking tea his allies believe was laced with poison. On arrival in Berlin, 44-year-old Navalny was rushed in a convoy of ambulance and police cars to the city's Charité hospital complex. In a statement, the hospital said it will provide an update on his condition once tests have been completed, adding this could take some time. Medical staff at the hospital in Omsk said Friday evening that he was in an induced coma and that his life was not in immediate danger. German doctors had flown there to evacuate Navalny at the request of his wife and allies, who said that the hospital treating him was badly equipped.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives is set to vote on a $25 billion package to pass emergency funding for the U.S. Postal Service as the country ramps up preparations for large numbers of mail-in votes during November's election. Democrats are seeking $25 billion in additional funding for the Postal Service, as well as to roll back recent changes at the agency, including removal of high-speed mail sorting machines and the blue curbside collection boxes in public places. Speaking on the House floor, Congressman Greg Pence says the Saturday session on mail delivery disruptions is a waste of time and resources.
Because in reality, House Democrats are the ones trying to scare the American people, blame President Trump, and, yes, undermine the 2020 election results.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said that the Senate will not take up a single-issue bill. President Donald Trump has threatened to veto the measure if it makes it to his desk. India reported a record daily jump of coronavirus infections on Saturday, bringing the total to nearly 3 million. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
At least 69,878 new infections took India's total cases to around 2.98 million, behind only the United States and Brazil. COVID-19 deaths increased by 945 to 55,794. According to data from the Federal Health Ministry. For most of Western India, especially the financial capital Mumbai, the 11-day festival of Hindu god Ganesh is usually celebrated with big public gatherings. Cases have plateaued in Mumbai, which now averages just above 1,000 a day and has recorded more than 134,000 in total. But strict pandemic regulations have meant the festival season, which begins this month, has been lackluster.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Two tropical storms are advancing across the Caribbean, posing potentially historic threats to the U.S. Gulf Coast. Tropical storms Laura and Marco are both projected to approach the U.S. Gulf Coast at or near hurricane force. In an AP interview, National Hurricane Center senior specialist Richard Pash says that records show two hurricanes have never appeared in the Gulf of Mexico at the same time.
No known occurrences of that. The closest seems to be on September the 4th, 1933, when we had a major hurricane over South Florida and another major hurricane over the western Gulf of Mexico.
The current uncertain track would take the storms to Texas or Louisiana. You can find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burns.